This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
If you've dreamed of watching the Super Bowl in person, of getting some good seats next year at MetLife Stadium in the Meadowlands, well, so much for that. According to a report in the Wall Street Journal, those tickets could be more out of reach than ever. The NFL is considering a plan to more than double the price of some seats. And as Marketplace's Queena Kim reports, that could put the broke in ticket brokers.
Back when tickets were scalped in front of stadiums, it was hard to know how much they went for. Well, reselling has moved online to brokers like StubHub, and that means anyone can see just how much more fans are willing to pay. Well, the NFL has crunched the numbers and figured out that the resellers are making bank. George Daly is a professor at Georgetown University's Business School.
The NFL feels that the profit should accrue to them rather than to ticket brokers.
The biggest payoff comes from the best seats. The word is that club-level seats, which were about $1,200 last year, will more than double to around $2,600 this year. Daly says, sure, the brokers can jack up the prices even more, but probably not a whole lot. And what about the fans?
I don't see a backlash. I think the typical NFL fan, they're not going to go anyhow. They're going to watch it on TV.
Tom Regan is a sports economist at the University of South Carolina. He says that average fans buy about a third of the seats, and the NFL is expected to lower the price on those by about $100. The Primo tickets typically go to bigwigs and corporate sponsors. And there are plenty of those in New York and New Jersey where the game's being held. Michael Leeds teaches sports economics at Temple University.
We're talking about the vice president for marketing for J.P. Morgan walking with a picket sign. I don't think that's going to happen.
But Leeds says what could happen is empty seats.
You know, this is their showcase. They want to show that the Super Bowl is this wildly popular event, and empty seats undercuts that.
He says empty seats won't stop the NFL from pulling in a lot more money, but it might leave advertisers, the other cash cow, wondering where'd all the fans go. I'm Queena Kim for Marketplace.